From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Delegates of 196 nations meeting in a Paris suburb have unanimously endorsed a landmark deal to tackle global warming. The agreement aims to keep global temperature increases below 2 degrees Celsius, provide $100 billion in climate investment for poorer countries, and review progress every 5 years. The deal concludes years of negotiations and is the most wide-ranging climate agreement since 1997's Kyoto Protocol. Heralding the climate deal as an historic turning point, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said the proposal could be the best ever, speaking through a translator.
This agreement will serve major causes: food security and production, public health, combating poverty, essential rights, and ultimately peace.
It's Saturday night, local time. Minister Fabius, in the absence of last-minute objections, laid down the gavel and declared the 31-page document formally and unanimously adopted, representing a major breakthrough. 87 people, including 8 security forces, were killed during coordinated attacks on 3 military bases in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, an army spokesman said today. The final toll in Friday's attacks left 79 enemies killed, 45 captured, and 97 weapons seized. In another incident, at least 20 bodies were found on the streets of Burundi's capital today. The bodies were found in the Nayakiba area. One eyewitness told the Associated Press that some of the victims had their hands tied behind their backs. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said high-level political dialogue needs to begin immediately in order to defuse the situation. This is VOA News.